The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh, New York, this is Middlebury College Ice Hockey. This afternoon, it's the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. And your Middlebury Panthers taking on the host team, the Plattsburgh Cardinals. Last night, Middlebury and Norwich got together in what ended up being an exciting game beginning to end. Before we get to that, this is LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. As we were saying, last night, Middlebury and Norwich got going in the first game of these two. And Norwich would get on the board first, and it would happen very late in the first period. In fact, it was a 5-on-3 advantage for the Cadets. It was something we had said yesterday that the Panthers needed to avoid, but they were in a 5-on-3 situation. And with less than a second to go, the Cadets would capitalize. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. One by the Cadets. Smith, cross-ice pass for two to go. Hurry, shot, score! Right before the buzzer, the Cadets score on the power play, the 5-on-3, and they have a 1-0 lead. It was Kevin Salvucci getting the goal, his fourth of the season, Alec Brandrup and Anthony Flaherty with the assists. 1-0 Norwich after one period of play. The shots on goal were 15-10 in favor of the Cadets. Second period, and the Cadets would expand their lead to 2-0, 3 minutes and 15 seconds in, courtesy of Trent Dillinger. Put down low, intercepted that time by Connor Lloyd, and tried to send out his own but couldn't do so. A good keep. And a wrist shot blocked off. Klein score! A very sharp angle shot, Jack Griffin, but he found a spot and put it under the crossbar. With 16:45 to go in the second, Norwich leads 2-0. Initially thought it was Griffin. No, it wasn't Griffin. It was Dillinger. 19, not 9. Dillinger scored the goal, his first of the season. His first collegiate goal from Salvucci at 3:15. Made it 2-0 at that time, Cadets. But the Panthers would strike back a little over 6 minutes later when Kamil Tkachuk would take a skate. Neary back for it. Aggressive forecheck being put on that time by Austin Sirowick. I'm sorry, Sirowick is how it's pronounced. Onside play, Tkachuk score! Bar down! Kamil Tkachuk on the power play! And Middlebury has cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. Kachuk on that one. He gets assists from Dawson and Allen. Mitchell Allen ended up getting a secondary assist on that one. Time and a goal was 9:16, and the Panthers had cut the lead down to 2-1. That would be the way the second period would end. 2-1 the score. Shots on goal, 12-11 in favor of the Cadets, 27-21 after two. To the third period we went, and the Panthers would even the score up midway through the third at the 9:08 mark to be exact, when in a scramble around in front, good offensive zone pressure leads to the tying goal. And now, getting kicked down the circle is the captain, Austin Cerulean. To the point, a wrist shot gets through his screen, safe in and out, score! Mark Lyman from his knees practically. And with 10:52 to go in the third, we are tied at two. When you look at that goal on instant replay on video, it looks even more impressive. Lyman essentially diving and just falling on that one. Makes the shot from his knees and gets the goal. Lyman's first of the season. Darty and Danny Jacobs get the assist at 9:08. We would finish the third tied at three. Off to overtime we went, where the Norwich Cadets would win it in overtime. And away goes Norwich the other way. It's Thompson. Thompson feathers a pass ahead onside. Valdez. He rides a check of cage off. Still Norwich with it. Thompson. Valdez. Valdez steps up. High slot shot. Score! Peyton Valdez wins it in overtime for the Norwich Cadets. 3-2. Peyton Valdez, we get that overtime winner at the 3:40 mark. Thompson, the lone assist. Valdez was able to walk right into the high slot and rip one right over the blocker side of Stephen Klein. And thus, the Norwich Cadets win in overtime by a final score of 3-2. Shots in the third period, Middlebury an 11-7 advantage. In overtime, Norwich had 2, Middlebury 1. Game totals 36-33 in favor of the Cadets. They get the 3-2 win. They advance to the championship game later on this evening. The second game last night, Plattsburgh played host. They're the host team here. They played host to Concordia, Minnesota. And the Cobbers came out with a 4-3 win, capitalizing on a power play goal late in the second period to get the 4-3 victory over the Cardinals. So a young Plattsburgh Cardinals team taking on a young Middlebury Panthers team. That will be the consolation game here this afternoon. Of course, later tonight, Norwich and Concordia, Minnesota will get together for the championship game. When we come back, we'll set you up with some more stuff, roster news, as well as an interview with Coach Neil Sinclair. That's all coming up. This is the Liberty Insurance Agency pregame show, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Black Friday was so good that we're keeping the deals going. If you haven't seen our brand new building, I invite you to stop in. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month. $169 a month for a brand new Cruise. $189 a month for a brand new Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering for less than $300 a month. $279 for a Chevy Impala. $209 for a brand new Malibu. And get 20% back on select Silverado models You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Please stop by and see our new dealership. We're extending our Black Friday deals at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or visit us at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Bye!
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show as we get set for the Middlebury Panthers and the Plattsburgh Cardinals here from Stafford Ice Arena in Plattsburgh, New York. Brett Luthner here for the action this afternoon. And as we're look, before we get to the coach with the interview with head coach Neil Sinclair, just a look at each team's lineups as compared from last night to tonight. First, on the Middlebury side, pretty much everything looking the same. The only difference, out of the lineup, Sun Hope Park number 13, into the lineup, Danny Tye number 41. Outside that, the forward combinations are all staying the same. Turnbull, Jasanti, Stevens, one of the lines, Kachuk, Lloyd, Allen, another one, Lyman, Jacobs, and McClellan, another line, and then Pacini, Quest, and Danny Tye steps in for Sun Hope Park. Those are the forward combinations. In the defense, it's the same six, just a little bit of a mix here. Coach Sinclair decided to go tonight with Brent Dineen and Spencer Cage as one of the D pairings. And Matt Daugherty and David Bellucci will be another D pairing. The only one staying the same is Andrew Neary and Brendan Dawson. And Stephen Klein will be back in net tonight. Brian Ketchelbaugh, Henry Cutting will two backup goaltenders. On the Plattsburgh side, a few lineup changes. Among the forwards, just one. Out goes Ross Sloan, number 26. In comes number 9, Antoine Desnoyer. He's centering the line with Kyle Hall and Joe Draven. The other ones, though, Pat Egan, Gavin Yates, Cole Stallard, another line, Matt Quilty, Cam Owens, Nick Belger, and then the final line, Jesse Nair, Skylar Seifert, and Brady Pfaff. The forward combinations for Plattsburgh. Defensively, one of the captains, Patrick Hermans, gets the afternoon off. Ayrton Valente in his spot. He'll be paired with Charles Barber. Ryan Chason and Chris Taff both were scratched yesterday, both in the lineup this afternoon, and one is staying the same, Phil Milton and Antoine Fournier. Josh Davies will start for Plattsburgh. Brady Rillo and Keller Kowalowski will back up Davies here this afternoon. So an interchange is going on there. Had a chance to catch up with head coach Neil Sinclair for a few minutes and today's consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. And here are those thoughts with head coach Neil Sinclair.
We're here with head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of this afternoon's game against Plattsburgh. And first three games, there's been a lot of promise for this team, a lot of positive steps for the team overall. What's the one thing you keep telling to the guys in the locker room?
Just trust the process. I mean, they've been working hard. I think we've been getting better every period, and I think they've been playing better. And I thought last night we played a really strong game and made a mistake in overtime, and Norwich was able to capitalize it. We had our opportunities, and the puck just didn't go in.
One thing that Middlebury fans will all notice is the spirit of the team is always very high. There's always an excellent work ethic. Is that something that's been noticeable behind the bench as well?
And we've been trying to keep things fun in practice and light and while focusing on the habits that we need to have to try to be successful. And again, the emphasis has been on trust the process, and I think they've been doing a really good job with that.
Now, last night notwithstanding, the freshmen, actually including last night, the freshmen on this team have looked excellent this season. Talk about their progression through the first three games.
I think they came into the season prepared, and they trained hard this summer, and I think our upperclassmen have done an outstanding job welcoming them to Middlebury and starting to get them involved in the culture of what is Middlebury hockey, and they've embraced it, and it's a fun group to be around and train. Get along really well, and that's a focus for us in the recruiting process.
Now, also to the upperclassmen, it's showing a lot of leadership. We're coming from behind a couple different occasions. How has the leadership of this team been, to your view, first part of the season?
I think it's just they come to the rink and they come ready to work. And I mean, the first game against Colby, they didn't quite know what to expect, and as the game wore on, they warmed up to the task, and I thought they played really well in the third period in overtime. Bowden, I thought we played really well, and I think it's just a part of the seniors. They bring the same attitude every day, and the juniors as well in terms of the captains, and there isn't a fluctuation in terms of emotional highs and lows.
Now, Plattsburgh today, they got a very young squad as well. In fact, younger than your squad would be. What kind of a challenge does that present to your team here this afternoon?
I think today it's staying focused on trying to get better every shift, every period, and we're focusing on what we need to do to be a better team heading into NESCAC play this weekend. Obviously, Plattsburgh's a big rivalry, so there's a lot of motivation in it to begin with.
Now, of course, this is the last of the road games, so to speak, before the home opener next weekend. Are guys excited about that coming up, knowing that home schedule is on the horizon?
I think it's more focused on the Prime Link. I mean, the Prime Link's such a big tournament for Middlebury, Plattsburgh, and Norwich, and you know you're seeing your cross-state lines or in-state rival going into the tournament, and so the focus is on that, and once we get done with this, then we'll focus on the next game.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And this is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show back here at Stafford Arena, where we're getting set for Middlebury College taking on Plattsburgh here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. And let's take a look now at our keys to the game. Some storylines we'll be following here this afternoon between these two squads. First of all, youthful exuberance. This is going to be a matchup of two very young teams in terms of what's on the ice. Overall, Plattsburgh sending out their 9 freshmen and 5 sophomores this afternoon. So 14 of their total 21 players are freshmen or sophomores coming into this one. Middlebury not far behind. 8 freshmen, 4 sophomores in the lineup for Middlebury this afternoon. And so that youthful exuberance may be on display, which also may result in some penalties being called in this game. And we've seen that both teams are capable of putting the puck in the net with the man advantage. So that's something to keep an eye on there. Second storyline, Klein back-to-back. This is the first time today that Stephen Klein will start back-to-back games since January 29th and 30th against Connecticut College and Tufts. The next weekend, he would have started back-to-back most likely, but they got hurt at Wesleyan and was out for the rest of the season. So first time we've seen Klein in a back-to-back situation since the end of January. It'll be very interesting to see how Stephen Klein holds up in terms of the back-to-back game endurance. That for goalies especially, there's a mental sharpness that's needed as well as a physical sharpness, and so it'll be something to certainly keep an eye on in that regard. And a number 3 storyline for the Panthers, snap the streak. Middlebury is 0-9-2 since 2011 here in the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. That is a streak that they're certainly looking to snap with a consolation game win here this afternoon. In fact, the last time Middlebury won a game in regulation or overtime, obviously not counted as a tie, you have to go all the way back to the third place game in 2010 when Middlebury defeated St. John's by a final score of 2-1. So Middlebury looking to snap in an 11-game winless streak in this event. Of the two ties, one of them was in a third-place game against Plattsburgh. That was in 2011 and recorded as a tie. And then in 2013, they tied Norwich 1-1. Middlebury in advance 2-0 in the shootout that year and lost to Plattsburgh in the championship game 3-1 right here at Plattsburgh. So those are the storylines that we are looking to keep an eye on. Stephen Klein already at the entranceway. Middlebury coming out of the visitor's entrance, which is in the center of the ice. Plattsburgh will be coming out of the home entrance behind their goal. And in one of those little jersey twists, Middlebury will wear their white jerseys again this afternoon, despite being the visiting team. And Plattsburgh will be in their red uniforms here at Stafford Arena this afternoon. The rest of the Panthers have lined up. And what's interesting, too, is as I took a walk down around the concourse area, or the lower concourse area, if you will, to interview Coach Sinclair and everything, and Middlebury's locker and the locker of Plattsburgh very close to each other, and normally they would take out the same entrances, if you will, but what's happening is Middlebury is being permitted to walk to their runway first and wait there, and then Plattsburgh, once Middlebury has gone by, will then walk to their portion themselves and step out onto the ice. The referees have stepped out onto the ice. Middlebury is ready, and any moment now we'll see Plattsburgh appear by the doors to our far right in the far right corner of the arena. The lights are still dimmed here as they're playing a PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout just pump-up video, if you will, on the video board here. One video board to our left will double as the scoreboard at that end. And the LED board to our right just continues to be the scoreboard all the way through. The old scoreboard is no longer in use. It's just used as a clock now, as the Plattsburgh Cardinals have now taken the ice and the Middlebury Panthers follow them out onto the playing surface to the chords of Enter Sandman in the background, which some, well, if there's Red Sox fans listening in, I'm sure you didn't like to hear this song for the better part of a decade and a half. Both teams now starting to line up on their goal line, and we'll give you the starting lineups as they are announced here, which gives us a chance to tell you this has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. It's been sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. So here we go. 19th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout consolation game soon to start. We will give you now the starting lineups. First, here comes Middlebury's lineup as they are the visiting team. Starting is Camille Tkachuk at left wing, a sophomore out of Oakville, Ontario, wearing number 38. At right wing is Mitch Allen, a freshman out of Clifton Park, New York, wearing number 26. The center, is number 44, Connor Lloyd, a freshman out of Chalfont, Pennsylvania. The defenseman, number 5, Andrew Neary, the captain, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts. His D partner is number 2, Brendan Dawson, a freshman out of Medway, Massachusetts. And in goal, Stephen Klein, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, wearing number 31. That's the Middlebury Panthers starting lineup, with the head coach, of course, being Neil Sinclair. Now, on the other side, it's the Plattsburgh Cardinals. Plattsburgh State coming into this, I should say. And they're setting out their youth skater right now, as he'll go down the line. Plattsburgh has most of their players lined up on one side of the goal line, and then the starters in a separate corner. Starting at left wing for the Cardinals, Jesse Nair, a sophomore from Calgary, Alberta. The right winger will be a freshman from South Riding, Virginia, number 7, Brady Fapp. And the center for the Cardinals, a freshman from Mansfield, Wisconsin, number 23, Skylar Seifert. The defenseman for Plattsburgh State, number 4, Philip Middleton, a freshman from Vail, Colorado. He'll be out there with number 8, Antoine Fournier, a freshman from Saint-Lazare, Quebec. And in goal, Joshua Davies, number 31, a freshman from Guelph, Ontario. So 5 freshmen and a sophomore starting for Plattsburgh State. And for Middlebury, they've got 3 freshmen, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. And now it's time for the national anthem. We'll step aside when we come back. Opening faceoff. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait. Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Share the creative spirit of the holidays this year with the Shelburne Museum Store. Get ready to receive oohs, ahs, and wow with your gift giving. November 25th through the 27th is Shelburne Museum's Holiday Extravaganza. With everything in store 20% off. Unique handcrafted items from local Vermont artists. Jewelry, children's books, hooked rugs and pillows, scarves, capes, toys, and Christmas boxed note cards. Shelburne Museum's Extravaganza, November 25th through the 27th.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here, Stafford Arena, getting set to go. Panthers and Cardinals, consolation game of the Primeline Great Northern Shootout, 2016 edition. Middlebury going from left to right, white jerseys and socks trimmed out in the navy blue. Plattsburgh State going from right to left in the red uniforms trimmed in white. We are underway. The only thing that would have been even cooler is if Middlebury would have worn their blues today. That would have looked amazing. All the way down into the corner, it's tied up. Pfaff trying to work free, couldn't quite do so. Back out to the point for a shot save made by Klein early on, just 25 seconds in. And now the Panthers race the other way in a 3-on-3. The dip in his shoulder and a pass across by Allen is off the mark. Allen in goes and gets the puck again. Sends it towards the net. That's cut off. Good check put on the near corner that time by Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Puck comes all the way down to the Middlebury end, though. The retreat, Spencer Cage, number 22. Line change on for both teams. 51 seconds in. Little chip into the Plattsburgh State zone and a bouncing puck. Had to be controlled by Davies and he holds on. 58 seconds gone by. Scoreless game. All-time record. Plattsburgh State holds the edge 22-21-4. Won both games last season. At Middlebury, the Panthers have a 14-8-4 record. Here in Plattsburgh, the Panthers are 5-11. Puck into the Middlebury zone off that faceoff all the way down. A stuff attempt is rejected. Comes back out to the point and Valente on it. His shot just knocked the side into the corner. Still out in front. A jam attempt that time by Yates. And a save made by Klein. Puck out. Cross ice pass. Another one across and a shot in an open net is wide. A wide open net that time for Yates, and he missed it wide. Check that, not Yates. That was Stallard, number 20. Stallard had two goals last night. Really picked up another one here this afternoon. Onside, offside play at the Cardinal line. A minute 45 now gone by first period. No score. Klein had slid well past the post, and there was a yawning net for Stallard, but he missed his opportunity in front. He was in the high slot when he took the shot. Off the face, off Cardinals control. And a penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Probably going to be a hook the way this is looking. Davies will come off for the extra attacker. Weaving around and then backhanding it into the zone was Nick Belger, number 24. Puck tied up and finally touched, and we'll get ourselves our first penalty of the game. Hooking is indeed the call. Plattsburgh State to the power play. It's definitely something that the Panthers did not want to do. Time of the penalty, 2:06. But as we said, that youthful exuberance could come to something here. Is in the box is Danny Jacobs. A shot to a screen deflected wide. Give you numbers in a moment. Out in front, a shot, nice block down low. That time by Dineen, and it's sent all the way down. Plattsburgh State comes into this one 7-for-33 on the power play, 21.2%. And a sharp angle shot save made by Klein. A rebound loose, and it's somebody out in front before it's picked up and sent all the way down by number 23, Braden Quest. Line change on for the Panthers. Middlebury killing off penalties, 15-for-18, 83.3%. Last night, they were 5-for-6 in that department. This one comes in offside, and a faceoff will come to the neutral zone. With 17:06 to go in the first period, a minute 12 to go on the power play.
no score.
Middlebury's last game against Plattsburgh State here was back on January 16th last year, a year and a half ago. They won that game 3-1. 1 year later, exactly 1 year later, they met again in Middlebury, non-Prime Link related, and Plattsburgh won that game 3-0 at Kenyon Arena. In the zone come the Cardinals onside. Belger's got it across Yates. Yates shooting, same A. Klein, and he holds on. Yates came in through the left wing circle, and right when he got inside the top of the circle, took a wrist shot. But the left-handed shooting Yates could not beat Klein. Trying to go inside, six hole, so to speak, under the arm there. Klein shut the door. Off the draw, Dawson for the Panthers. Sends it around Neary. Up but not out of the zone. The keep in this time, and down low, it's Belger. Nick Belger looking, shooting, score! Nobody went to step up on Nick Belger. He had room to skate in and snap one over the glove of Stephen Klein. It's a power play goal, and the Cardinals lead 1-0. Time of this goal will be 3:35. Given time to move in, Belger will make you pay, and he did right there. So Belger gets the goal to make it 1-0, his first of the season. Ahead the other way goes Allen. Allen onside. There's a cross. Dineen. Yates gets the own assist, the lone assist, I should say, on that goal. And it's 1-0 Cardinals. Around to the point, but not out. The send down low. Comes loose. And eventually, it's going to get out of the zone. And then all the way down to the Cardinal end, where a couple players collide, one of them being Chris Taff, number 44, for Plattsburgh State. So the Cardinals lead 1-0, 15:35 to go, first period. The center ice dump in for Dineen. Hot, and actually went out of play. You cannot place that any further. I mean, that is almost the space that you could get that out of play. You can hit the netting, but to actually drop it and literally have it land on the other side of the glass is a very small spot, but Dineen found it. So a center ice faceoff with 4.5 gone by in the first period and a 1-0 Plattsburgh State lead here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. I'm glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner here at Stafford Arena as that's in offside. There's been 4 shots on goal to this point, all of them off of Cardinal sticks. Belger, the sophomore, getting his first goal of the season. Last year had 8 goals and 12 assists. This one sent behind the net, now around. End on a forecheck is Travis Stevens. A bouncing puck, trying to control it. Antoine Fournier. Antoine Fournier-Gosselin, the full name. He just has Fournier on the back. He dig away. It's now a 3-on-2 battle before the puck finally works free. And skating away with this one are the Cardinals. Only as far as center. Yates had dug it out, and he has to retreat again. 14:41 to go, first period, 1-0, Cardinals with the lead. Center ice, pass intercepted that time by Bellucci, but ahead goes Egan. Egan shot well off the mark, rebound ricochets around to Danny Tye. Tye in across the Cardinal line, his shot goes wide of the right post, and now the Cardinals come back the other way. Egan drops it off for Yates, hit hard there by Tye. Good check by Tye, and then he'll step up to the loose puck. Tie in across the Cardinal line. Shooting and a save made by Davies. Rebound controlled and up and out to center. The step ahead for Yates. Yates has got a 2-on-4 essentially. Then help arrives, but not before the puck's turned over. And away in the other direction, Dawson. They give and the send in by Neary. Line change on for the Panthers with 13:50 to go here in the first period. A bouncing puck comes all the way to the Middlebury end. Neary back. Neary then had his stick lifted. Good hustle play there. It's Matt Quilty, number 14. The puck bounces around a little bit before it comes free. And away goes McClellan. The give on up and a big hit put on at the blue line that time by Cam Owens, number 19, as he sent Mark Lyman, the opposite 19, to the ice. A check. It might not have been Lyman. It might have actually been Jacobs. There's a shot that goes ricocheting off the glass behind the Middlebury cage. Rebound control by the Cardinals. Chase on at the point. Sends wide of the net. Rebound. Sharp angle shot. It's deflected around. A jab at and out the center. Good diving play that time by Mark McClellan, one of the alternate captains for the Panthers. Behind the Middlebury net this goes. Panthers set things up. 12:54 and counting. First period. 1-0 Cardinals lead. Long pass. Trying to swing it forward was Tkachuk, couldn't do so. Kamil Tkachuk, one of the two goal scorers in last night's game. Now the turnover. Penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Hall around the net. Centering pass comes to the point. Chason's got it. Delayed call on here. And finally touched. And we will have ourselves another penalty. Referee's nodding his head at Brendan Dawson. Interference is going to be the call. Power play number two for the Panthers. For the Cardinals, I should say. One Credit Union today and tomorrow together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins, one of the many sponsors of Middlebury hockey. There's a shot, never gets through. 7:28 as you hear in the background. This one comes around. Not out of the zone, though, and it'll be set up by the Cardinals. Egan's got it at the left point. Right point for a blast, and that's knocked aside. Rebound loose, and now the Cardinals control. Trying to step forward with this one is Pfaff. Couldn't quite do so. Stallard's got it in the left wing circle. Stallard turns. Back to the point. Egan holds. Stallard left wing dot shooting. And a glove save made by Klein. Got a piece of it. Rebound controlled by Fournier. Fournier's got it back. Sends it into the right wing circle and then gets the return pass. Across for Egan, left point. Egan leaves it. One timer by Stallard from the left wing circles off the mark. And then losing an edge, Fournier. Line change on. Fresh trick deployment for pretty much both sides here. 11:24 to go first period. 50 seconds and counting now on the penalty to Dawson. And now turnover here. Steven shorthanded. Feathers a pass across a bouncing puck that McClellan can control. Mark McClellan's had some opportunities, but that one he couldn't quite get the bouncing puck to sit still for. Hard around in the Middlebury zone. Now chopped out by Bellucci. Up, not out of the zone. Yates keeps it. Yates and Bellucci down low. They tie up and cancel. Buck along the Belger now on the left wing boards. Cross ice pass right in front of Middlebury bench on the far side. Now Belger again on the near side, right in front of our vantage point. Although we're several feet up. A shot, nice save made by Klein through a deflection. Rebound back to the point. Holding and sending Taff. Taff cutting down the middle. That's intercepted, though, and sent up and out of his zone. 2-1. Dawson out of the box. Plattsburgh State 1-for-2 with the man advantage. And sending it up and out of his zone, Daugherty. Taff back for it now. 1-0 Cardinals. 10:19 to go in the first. Trying to split everybody and not able to do so is Ayrton Valente, number 15. It's sent back into the Plattsburgh State zone. Now picked off and skated in. Panthers trying to put on a little bit of a forecheck here and doing a good job at it. Puck around the wall. Put out in front and a save made. Connor Lloyd doing a good job and a nice save by Davies. And he gets the whistle. 9:58 to go. First period. 1-0 Cardinals. Panthers hockey brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Face off to the left of goaltender Joshua Davies. Getting the boot from the circle is Braden Quast, who won several draws last night. In goes Pacini, and he lost the draw, but then gets the puck behind the net, put out in front, a save made off the Quest backhand. Rebound is loose, Davies back to his feet, now the Cardinals come out with it. Center ice, but that's all he goes. Back towards the center ice area, now away with this one, trying to one-on-two is Pfaff. Gets some help, and a rising shot catches the glass. That off the stick of Jesse Nair. Back into the Plattsburgh State zone. And Cardinals have a 1-0 lead. 9:25 and counting. First period. Nair gets it and sends it into the Middlebury zone. Bellucci back for it. Bellucci sends up the right wing board. Skating ahead is Ty. Ty at the red line, then dumps into the Cardinals zone. Back behind his own net for it, Fournier. Gives on and off, and then the pass ahead, Egan. Left wing to Yates. Yates wanted to shoot and ended up knocking it off his own stick. And a shot out in front, block. Fournier, a rebound, is into the corner. Collecting is Lyman. Gets it on up ahead. Nice move at the line by Jacobs. It's offside, though. Jacobs made a move at the red line, but then a collision at the blue and in offside. Looks like it was McClellan. 8:50 to go in the first. 1-0 Cardinals. The neutral zone face-off. Jacobs to take this one, and it goes against Owens. Plattsburgh State in control. Buck worked back now. Middleton. His pass off the stick of Quilty and into the Panther zone. Back for it is number three, Matt Daugherty. Couple passes on up ahead, and the Panthers break out to the neutral zone. Now in across the line, onside play. A backhand by Lyman goes wide. Rebound to far side, the left point. Panthers keep in. Left wing boards, a crunch. Lyman got mashed up against the wall. Still a battle for it. Fournier trying to win the puck for Plattsburgh State. Couldn't do so. A long shot from the point by Daugherty is blocked. And this one gets sent up and all the way down. It'll go down. No icing, though. Back for it, Daugherty. Daugherty takes a stroll up. Wants a pass to the left side, but he shanked it. Intercepted, and here come the Cardinals the other way. A centering pass out in front, just out of the reach of Draven, number 11. Jason at the point. Sends it down to Draven in the left wing corner. Draven watched there carefully by Daugherty. Steps around him, or tries to at least, and goes behind the net. Draven still with the puck, leaves it on off. Taff sends around. Now to the near side boards, picking it up is Desnoyer. Desnoyer couldn't quite get through, and still in the Middlebury zone, though. Panthers trying to clear, and eventually will. Stevens could be a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Pass now, Jasanti. His shot deflected to the near side boards. 7:14 to go, first period, 1-0 Plattsburgh State. Hall, nice pass to Desnoyer across. Combination passing, but then they couldn't get a shot off. They've been getting inclined to move post to post here a little bit. Nice play by Jasanti to knock a puck down out of midair, but then retrieving is Chason. Puck works its way around the boards and eventually up to the blue line, but not out. Could keep that time by Mitch Allen. Neutral zone play here now for the Panthers with 6:40 to go in the first. Just dump it in, set it up behind the net. Davies leaves it there. Plattsburgh State looking to come out of the zone. Pass is not able to be handled, though, and then a miscommunication gets it into the Panther end anyway. Pfaff leaves off. Seifert puts it out in front. The wrap attempt never gets through. Now the Panthers the other way. It's Allen. Gives on up ahead, trying to skate through Lloyd. Penalty call coming up against Plattsburgh State. There's the whistle. Slashing will be the call. And the Panthers will go to the power play. Time of the penalty, 13:50. Into the penalty box is number 23, Skyler Seifert. Panthers go to the power play. They are 2-for-11 on the season, 18.2%. Plattsburgh State killing them off at 81.2%, 26-for-32. Around the wall it goes, not quite out of the zone just yet. Panthers going to try to set up. Pass is intercepted and sent all the way down that time by Middleton. Nerian Dawson at the points. Up top, Jasanti Turnbull and Stevens. Weaving his way around and into the zone, Jasanti. Gives it on off Dawson. Puts it out in front. Deflection by Stevens goes just wide. Rebound to the point. Neary trying to get the return pass, but that's intercepted. And now the Cardinals come back in a 2-on-2. And then getting tripped up. No penalty call, though. Is getting tripped up was Owens. Panthers have possession of the puck. Dawson behind his own net. Forward change on and some of the D for the Panthers. 59 seconds on the power play. 5:07 and counting. First period, 1-0 Cardinals. Ahead with this one, Allen. Nice cross-ice pass finding Lloyd. Lloyd's sharp angle shot is going to be grabbed and held on to by Davies. With 4:58 to go in the first period and 48 seconds to go in the man advantage in a 1-0 Cardinals lead. By the way, we're remiss not to give a stat. Josh Davies for Plattsburgh, 1-0, a 2.0 goals against average, a .944 save percentage. At the other end, Klein will give you his numbers in a moment. Face-off win by the Panthers. Setting it up here is Allen. Still has it now. Goes back out to the point. Cade shot, deflected, and sticked wide. And an out of play. Still 1-0, 4:42 go in the first. Panther hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Stephen Klein on the season, an 0-2 record, 2.39 goals against average, a .940 save percentage. Both losses for Klein have come in overtime. Hoping to change that trend to a win here this afternoon. Onside shorthanded for the Cardinals. That's a pass intended for Hall. Missed the mark. Then Hall wins the puck battle behind the net. 15 on the power play for Middlebury. A shot shorthanded goes high and wide. Chason sends around the net. That'll end the rest of the penalty. Nair got clunked in the helmet by Cage and the power play is over. So Cage reports to the penalty box. Time of the penalty, 15:44. Owens take the draw against Jasanti. Egan's got it. Now with it, Stallard. Power play on now. Shot saved in and held on to by Klein, and he gets a whistle. So power play now on for the Cardinals. They're 1-for-2. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Owens and Jasanti again. Jasanti winning the draw, and this gets out to the neutral zone. Egan retreating. Feathers one to Fournier. On off to Owens, coming in on the right wing side. In the Middlebury zone now. Owens pulls up back to Egan at the point. They give to the left wing side, Stallard. A lot of passing going on right now. All on the perimeter, though, for the Cardinals. Can't get one down low until that shot attempt that's blocked. Egan at the left point. Gears on over for the one-timer, and it's deflected wide. Klein may have gotten a piece of it from Fournier's shot, and the rebound gets sent up and down the ice. 1:07 to go on the power play. 3:21 to go. First period. 1-0. Plattsburgh State leads here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Sent into the Panther zone. Klein swings it around the wall. Sent up and not out twice. And then the second time, no, it was kept in with a high stick, though. Now we get ourselves a whistle with 3:05 to go in the first period. 49 seconds to go on the Plattsburgh State man advantage. Faceoff will be in the neutral zone right in front of the Middlebury bench. Middlebury bench to our left and the Plattsburgh State bench to our right. As the Cardinals come into the Panther zone. We're eventually going to be worked back to the right point. Now Taff at the left point. Taff holds. Here's on over. Now it's Hall. Hall shoots. That's blocked down. The foot race is on for a loose puck. And Hall eventually keeps in. Belger's with it now. Belger up top. His shot goes wide, trying to find a deflection somewhere. 15 on the power play. 2.5 to go. First period. 1-0. Plattsburgh State leads, courtesy of a Belger goal. Final 5 seconds of the power play. Right now being spent right along the wall. Darty chops at it. Penalty is over. Cardinals 1-for-3 with the man advantage. Still loose down low. Eventually it's going to be picked up. And a bad pass is intercepted. And then Belger gets knocked down. Check it. Yates gets knocked down. Klein just going to cover up and hold on with 2:04 to go in the first period. 10-5 in favor of Plattsburgh State. They lead 1-0 with 2:04 to go in the first. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. About to take the face off and then not able to do so is Braden Quest. The reason being is his stick broke in the faceoff circle. So he's permitted to get a new one, but in doing so has to leave the circle. Danny Ty steps in. Plattsburgh State wins the draw. Barber gives it on offense. He gets the return pass. High slot. Couldn't get a shot off. Valenti in front. Now Pfaff scores. Valenti found Pfaff in the slot, who somehow found some space. And the Cardinals lead 2-0. There's not much space there for Pfaff to shoot that puck, but he did. And Plattsburgh State up now by 2. Time and a goal, 18:07. A nice pass there from Valenti. That's his first career goal for Pfaff. And Valente gets the lone assist. Now the Panthers into the Plattsburgh State zone, trailing 2-0 here with 1:24 to go in the first. Bouncing puck comes out to the neutral zone. On it now is Cage. Spencer Cage in across the Cardinal line. Shooting, pad save made by Davies. The rebound comes loose and up and out of the zone. Panthers get it back in quickly. Retreating is Barber. Pass around, picking it up now is Valente. Little chip into the zone that time and the chase after by Belger. He ties up, a couple players bump around. Belger's got it. Center down front, and a save made by Klein. Another play right out in the slot. Quilty with the opportunity, and Klein makes the stop, and then we get a whistle. Looks like played with a high stick, and the faceoff will go all the way into the Middlebury zone. 39.8 seconds to go in the first period. Cardinals lead 2-0. So Pfaff, his first career goal from Valente at 18:07, has made this 2-0. And now Belger has to come in to take the draw as Owens got kicked out of the circle. DeSanti won the draw. Around to Daugherty. Daugherty to give on ahead. Out of the reach of DeSanti and not able to control in his skates was Turnbull. Back the other way. Shot save made. Rebound loose and Klein got bowled over. Everybody comes together on the side of the net. Klein laying on his back right now. He got absolutely ran over by Belger. Not sure if he got helped in or not. Did not see a referee's arm go up. There's all sorts of stripes are in there to sort this out. 25 seconds to go here in the first period. 2-0 Cardinals lead. It doesn't look like there's going to be any penalty coming out of it. Although that will add some snarl to this game for sure. Klein back to his feet, gets a drink of water just to gather himself after he gets pretty much got trucked there, if you will. The Mack truck came through by the name of number 24, Nick Belger. Now Klein It's like he's gathered and everything's set. Face off to his right. Owens wins the draw. Back to Middleton. Middleton with it. Puts one through. Save made by Klein. The rebound loose in the corner. Tie up there. Owens tried to win the puck. Good job by Daugherty to work it free. Check that. That's Dawson. Put out in front, though. Quilty couldn't get a shot off. Still loose. Now it's landing on the back of the net. Owens just knocked down one of the Panthers into the net. Some pushing and shoving afterwards. Owens gave Dawson a shove, and that got the ire of the boys in white and blue. And it looks like, through all of it, Trevor Turnbull's going to get a penalty. I honestly do not see what caused that penalty to be called. But Turnbull in the box. Time of the penalty, 19:53. We'll find out what the call will be in a moment. But fourth penalty against the Panthers this period. Three power plays for the Cardinals. They were 1-for-3. Clean win that time for the Panthers. Taking the draw was Mitch Allen. And that'll finish off the period. Two minutes for hitting after the whistle. Yep, man, that's what was called. So we'll have to go with it. In the meantime, shots on goal, 14 for the Cardinals, 7 for the Panthers after 20 minutes of play. Our score is the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 2 and the Middlebury Panthers 0. When we come back, first period highlights, we'll get you set for the second period, give you the downtown scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denninger.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Black Friday was so good that we're keeping the deals going. If you haven't seen our brand new building, I invite you to stop in. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month. $169 a month for a brand new Cruise. $189 a month for a brand new Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering for less than $300 a month. $279 for a Chevy Impala. $209 for a brand new Malibu. And get 20% back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Please stop by and see our new dealership. We're extending our Black Friday deals at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or visit us at DenekerChevrolet.com.
Find new roads!
Denneker Chevrolet.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, 20 minutes completed. It's 2-0 Plattsburgh State with the lead over Middlebury. Plattsburgh State, we get started early after a Jacobs penalty for hooking at the 2:06 mark. The Cardinals would go on the power play and would convert on such power play at 3:35. Off the draw, Dawson for the Panthers sends it around Neary, up but not out of the zone. The keep in this time, and down low, it's Belger. Nick Belger looking, shooting, score! Nobody went to step up on Nick Belger. He had room to skate in and snap one over the glove of Stephen Klein. It's a power play goal, and the Cardinals lead 1-0. For Belger, his first of the season, lone assist to Yates at 3:35 on the power play, and Plattsburgh State would take a 1-0 lead. They would double the lead late in the period at 18:07, when Valenti would make a nice pass out in front to double the Cardinal lead. Danny Ty steps in. Plattsburgh State wins the draw. Barber gives it on offense and gets the return pass. High slot, couldn't get a shot off. Valenti in front, now Pfaff scores. Valenti found Pfaff in the slot, who somehow found some space, and the Cardinals lead 2-0. Yeah, it was a gorgeous pass out in the slot. Pfaff slams it home, first collegiate goal. Valenti the lone assist at 18:07 to make it 2-0 Cardinals after 20 minutes of play. The shots on goal, Plattsburgh State 14 and Middlebury 7. And so at the end of one, the score is 2-0 Cardinals with the lead. And we're still waiting to see if any of the other stats come free. But it was a period that the power play got Middlebury off on the wrong foot. And then Plattsburgh State finding a lot of chances in the slot area from about 25 feet on in. It's something that the Panthers are going to want to shore up here as they head into the second period of play. We will take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. That's all when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank Real. Live Real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
2-0, Plattsburgh State leads Middlebury after 20 minutes of play. This is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. The NHL scoreboard all later tonight. 7 o'clock games, Montreal at Detroit, Carolina at Ottawa, New Jersey at Pittsburgh, Washington at Toronto, Columbus at Florida. 8 p.m. Eastern for Minnesota at St. Louis, 10 o'clock for Vancouver at Colorado, Chicago at the L.A. Kings at 10:30, as well as Anaheim and San Jose. A 10:30 start in that one as well. While we're at it, might as well give you some more scores, because there are four other games currently going on, or five games, one we don't have a score on, though. In the Bowden Colby tournament, at Bowden, Colby leads Becker 8-3. That's now a final score. Colby defeated Becker 8-3. Skidmore has defeated Connecticut College 2-1. Two other games going on right now. Williams and Babson are tied at 1, end of 1. And Trinity hammering Franklin Pierce 10-1 early third period in that game. So I gave you some extra scores going on there on our scoreboard update. Here, of course, 2-0. But that is the NHL and out-of-town scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury. Looks like the Zamboni missed the spot out there. He's still got about 7 minutes to correct his mistake. He's going back and doing so now. Here, 2-0 after one period of play between Middlebury and Plattsburgh. And Panthers, again, trying to snap a couple of streaks, if you will. Not the least of one, their winless streak here in the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. 0-9-2 since 2011. So they're trying to snap that, but they're behind 2-0 after one period of play. They were trailing 2-0 yesterday, early in the second period against Norwich, before they came back to tie it at 2. Panthers hoping to accomplish a similar feat in the terms of coming back and then hopefully winning this one here this afternoon. They'll have 40 minutes to correct the situation here in Plattsburgh, New York, at Stafford Arena. Zamboni is now done with what he's got to do. And in just a couple of moments, both teams will be heading back out onto the ice for start of the second period. By the way, another thing on the scoreboard, if you want to get into that, for those that follow college football, Ohio State defeated Michigan 30-27 in overtime. And so the Ohio State Buckeyes keep alive their college football playoff hopes. Michigan's are now dashed with that loss as we were handed the stats from the first period of play. Of note, what'll really get interesting before we get to the stats real quick, what'll really get interesting in college football with that Ohio State win, I gotta check to see if Penn State wins, I believe, yes, if Penn State wins, Penn State will be the Big Ten East champions, which will make it really interesting given that Ohio State might be in the bowl playoff, might be in the college football playoff without even having to play in the conference championship game, and that'll set up a whole mess of a situation. Penn State beat Ohio State 24-21 back on October 22nd. So that could get all sorts of messy. Oh, by the way, right now Penn State is losing to Michigan State 6-3. A 3-8 Michigan State team. Spartans are in the red zone midway through the second quarter, up 6-3 on number 7 ranked Penn State. So all sorts of mess could happen. Here, as we said, 2-0 Plattsburgh State. Back to the hockey situation. As the Cardinals lead the Panthers after 20 minutes of play. Leading shooters, by the way. Spencer Cage, two shots for the Panthers. Ethan Cohen, Mitchell Allen, Braden Quest, Camille Tkachuk, Danny Tye, the other shooter, the other guys with shots on goal for the Panthers. Cole Stallard had four shots on goal for Plattsburgh State in that first period. We'll take a timeout when we return. Second period action to come. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Deck the halls from 10 to 4 at the Pizzagalli Center for Art and Education at Shelburne Museum. Celebrate the holiday season with art activities and the sounds of the holidays. Explore the grounds by horse and wagon. Friday through Sunday, get 50 to 70% off select items during the museum store holiday sale.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%, there's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
Middlebury about to step back out onto the ice for the start of the second period. Plattsburgh State just emerging from their locker room right now. And they'll be led back out onto the ice by their goaltender, Josh Davies.
Yeah,
as Middlebury, we wait to that 50-second mark on the scoreboard, as is the norm, and then step out to the ice themselves. 2-0, Plattsburgh State with the lead as we head into the second period of play. No carryover power play time. There is carryover power play time. Minute 54 on a Middlebury penalty. That coming to Trevor Turnbull at the end of the first period. Our officiating crew gets together. Last little bit of fist bumping going on. Joel Dupree and Peter Olson are the referees. Ryan Berryman, Robert Curley are the linesmen here this afternoon. Second period about to start.
You were getting first on a 4-2 on the Fox, and I think we played a lot, so
And now we are underway, second period.
And we stuck with it.
Plattsburgh State going from left to right now in the second. And Middlebury going from right to left. Belger onside. Shot. That hits the glass high and wide. Rebound corralled by Taff. Hall, cross ice pass. A little triangle passing going on here right now for Hall. Hall had it knocked right off his stick and up and out of the zone by Tkachuk. Should have been an offside, but it wasn't called. The Panthers get to dump it into the zone. The retreat, the send out now by Taff. Right wing side, Belger. He's onside. Belger, watch there, and then a pass is cut off and sent down again, up and all the way down to the Plattsburgh State end. Minute 6 to go on the power play. 19-10 to go, second period. 2-0 Cardinals with the lead.
Black Friday.
Stallard with it. Stallard, turnover. Here it goes the other way.
The new 2017
Nissan. And this is turned over. Once again, back.
And it's at your local Nissan dealer.
Trying to figure out where that sound's coming from.
In for Black Friday.
And now we know. Apologize for that. Put out in front. And save made by Klein up into the netting. Trying to figure out where that all coming from, and now we found the guilty party. It was where we had our sound coming in from Coach Sinclair earlier today. Faceoff will stay in the zone. Off the tie-up. It's won by the Cardinals. Fournier with it. Cross-ice pass, the old Egan now. Wrist shot blocked out in front. McClellan blocked it, and he's hobbled a little bit. And then gets back into normal. So penalty coming up on the Panthers. And the Panthers are going to, they weren't touching it, but the whistle's going to be blown anyway. Holding's going to be the call. To the penalty box goes Jacobs. And so it'll be a 5-on-3 for 15 seconds. Fifth penalty against the Panthers. Time of the penalty, 1:39. Jacobs back in the box. It's second penalty called on him today. Panthers down two men. The hold. Here's Fournier. Sends it across. A wrist shot goes wide. A rebound bouncing puck corralled. And then sent up and down. So the Panthers, it's the fifth time that they had to kill off a 5-on-3. They've killed off now four of those five-on-threes. Onside put. Nope, offside at the line. And we get a whistle. 17:54 to go. Second period. 2-0 Cardinals. Off the tie-up, this is sent back into the Plattsburgh State zone. And the tie-up behind the net. Good job. Short-handed out in front. Looked like there was something innocent. Tkachuk was putting on pressure, and it almost led to a goal. Now quickly the other way. Stallard puts out in front. Couldn't get it on goal. Rebound comes loose to the near sideboards. Owens has got it. Back to Fournier at the point. Across Egan's holds. Fournier's one-timer save Klein. And he holds on. Fournier had that cannon loaded up, and Klein slid across to make the stop. 17-22 to go in the second. 2-0 Cardinals. Now Hall off the draw. His shot in there. They're saved by Klein, and he holds on. Some more pushing and shoving in front. They separate, though, Draymond and Cage. Draymond and Cage continuing the chirping. He hates to take the draw for Plattsburgh State against Jasanti. Yates wins it. Hall. Left point now, Taff. Hall's got it. One-timer. Save Klein. The rebound loose and goes behind. Hall's got it. 43 on the power play. Wrist shot. Save made by Klein again. Taff at the left point. Tried to send down low. That's intercepted and sent down his own by Quast. Jasanti puts on the forecheck. Taff turns it over to Stevens. Jasanti. Now Stevens again. Sharp angle shot goes high and wide. Belger tips the rebound ahead. Here goes Yates. Yates onside. Yates stepping through. Shooting. It's high and wide. And it comes all the way out of the zone. Losing his stick on the play was Cage. He comes off for a change. Belger's got it. Three on the power play. Belger's pass is intercepted and sent back out. So Middlebury's killed off that power play. 1-for-5 is Plattsburgh State. Back behind his own net now is Taff with it. Chris Taff. Well, pass on up ahead from Taff to Pfaff. Brady Pfaff across. And he centers one out in front. That's knocked down over by that stick that Spencer Cage had lost a moment ago. Swept the side by McClellan. Still loose along the wall. McClellan's now got it. McClellan sends a pass on up ahead. Onside play and a send to chip in by Lyman. Panthers trying to put the forecheck on now. Tie up in the Zamboni door. Or right by it, I should say, before this comes ahead. Skating away with this one, Valenti. Tried to give a pass on off. It's deflected into the Panthers zone. Behind the net, stepping free, Nayer. Jesse Nayer trying to step through and towards the front of the net. Instead, it comes back out to the point. Cardinals moving the puck around quickly here. A drive from the point is blocked off. Valenti took it. Now the Panthers come away with it to center. And that's flipped up well out of play. And then getting drilled afterwards. Barber might get a penalty call for this one. As Lyman got hammered. Nope, no penalties being called. They saw referee's arm up, but there's something else. Oh, no, there is a penalty call. In the box goes Valenti for the hit. Power play Panthers. They're 0-for-1. Time of the penalty, 4:54. So Valenti in the box. Hooking is the call. Not for the hit, but for something else. So hooking on Valenti. Panthers setting up the power play. That's sent behind the net. Stevens. Stevens watched by Fournier. Move off to Santi. Behind the net again, Stevens. They give on off. Coming in to help out was Quest. Puck goes behind us. A little bit of a line shift going on there. Quest now out there on the power play here. Neary. Stevens behind the net. Trying to find... Oops, that's into the Panther bench as everybody scurries out of the way. And trying to find Jasanti, but it was knocked away and out of play. 14:23 to go in the second. Minute 17 on the power play. 2-0 Cardinals. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. Off the tie-up. Behind the net it goes. And sent all the way down that time. Barber set it up for the Hall clearance. Now Middlebury comes away with this. Daugherty with a head of steam. Daugherty right down the middle. Daugherty, a stuff attempt and a save made by Davies. Tried to open up the five hole on Davies. Couldn't quite do so. Kept at the line by Tkachuk. Kamil Tkachuk goes around the net with it. Tied up with Chase on now. Still Tkachuk. Back out to the point. Daugherty. Wrist shot through a screen. Same A. Davies. Or might have hit somebody in front. Not sure. In the meantime, rebound loose. And eventually corralled by the Panthers. Tkachuk puts it out in front for a shot by Pacini. And it goes wide. Pacini had to kick it to his stick, and in doing so, the shot just off the mark. 20 on the power play. The skate around, but not cleared out by Hall. Instead, a wrister from the slot is deflected wide. That coming off of Allen's stick. 8 on the power play. Cage, a one-timer blocked. Cage has got it again. Try to put one through. It's deflected wide. Power play is now over. Cage winds, fires. That goes wide. That was a blast. Daugherty couldn't hold on to it. Now break opportunity the other way. Diving to try to keep it away from Cage that time. Well, looked like you couldn't tell who that was. Now coming off is Valenti and come out of the box. Play now is offside the blue line. 12:48 to go in the second period. 2-0 Plattsburgh State. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Off the draw, it goes into the zone. Fournier, he got knocked down and went into the wall awkwardly, gets up slowly. Neary sends around. Coming on to the puck now is Jacobs. And a penalty call coming up. Fournier was not happy. Goes in and grabs a hold. Or is this against the Panthers? Nope, it's against Plattsburgh State. Fournier going for a hold. And so the Panthers go right back to the power play. Time of the penalty, 7:31. And now the Panthers off the draw. Shot by Neary. Gloved down easily by Davies. And he holds on. So Fournier 2 for holding. Gives the Panthers the power play. Quast to take the draw. Wins it. Neary at the point. Goes on across. Dawson shot. Deflected wide. Rebound behind. Now it's Stevens. Sends around to the point, Neary. Back for Stevens, left wing circle. Try to hurry a shot through. Deflected around a little bit. In some skate score! Vinny Gesanti on the doorstep. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers cut the lead in half. It's 2-1. Just swimming around in the slot area. It looked like Gesanti on the back door was able to slam it home with 12:06 to go in the second. Panthers now trail 2-1. Big goal there for the Panthers. Yates in the zone, has that intercepted. Tkachuk the other way, can't quite get through the zone. Now deflected ahead, a couple players collide. Egan's back for it. Barber. A little chip into the zone that time by Yates. Back for it, Dineen. Leaves on off. Gesanti on the goal. This one sent all the way down. It'll be an icing. Yep. So Gesanti on the goal. Did not quite catch what that assist was. But either way, the Panthers have cut into the lead. Now 2-1. Loose in the corner. Picked up. Trying to pick it up. Not quite able to do so. Still loose. Cage going in there to try to dig it out. It does come free eventually. And out to the neutral zone. Quickly back the other way. Stallard's pass. Now on to Taff. Leaves it off Yates. Trying to get Stallard. He couldn't tee it up. Stallard spins away and had it poked off his stick by Daugherty. Daugherty gets it out to the neutral zone. Lay it offside. And as everybody in Plattsburgh State's got a touch up, they do so. 10:46, second period, 2-1, Cardinals lead here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Setting pass never gets out in front. But still the Cardinals have it in the Panthers zone. Draven trying to wheel his way around, puts it all the way around the wall, where eventually the Panthers will skate out the center. McClellan stood up by Taff right before the blue line. Quickly back in the zone, Draven. Spins around in the far corner, puts it back out to the point. Left point shot, Fournier, saved and held on to by Klein with 10:13 to go here in the second period. 2-1 to score. As we try to... Jasanti from Quest, the lone assist on the goal. Now loose side of the net. Controlled there by Plattsburgh State. Safer, but out in front, and it's deflected down by McClellan, who skates away with the puck. 3-on-3 in the other way, Panthers. McClellan's shot goes wide. The mark not able to reach the rebound. Bellucci comes out to the neutral zone, back into the Panther end. Neary. Couple passes onside here is Jacobs. Jacobs dips the shoulder, puts out in front, not able to get his stick to it. That time was Lyman. Sent in by Dawson, cut off by Pfaff. He'll go the other way, 3-on-2. Pfaff sends it to the left wing side. A bouncing puck goes wide. Back out to the point. Middleton's got it. Holds, shoots off a shin guard and back out. So Jasanti's first of the season from Quest at 7:54 has made this a 2-1 game. Stevens now sends around the Cardinal cage. Puck comes loose and the Panthers have it. Stevens left wing circle, shot right off the mask of the goaltender Davies. Rebound still loose and finally corralled and up and out of the zone by Belger. Away goes Owens the other direction. Cross ice pass deflected, but eventually finds its mark. And then sending it around was Quilty. And the loose puck comes up and all the way down. This will be an icing against Middlebury. And a faceoff all the way in the Panther zone. 8:34 to go, second period, 2-1. Cardinals with the lead. Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Panthers do get the puck out of the zone off the draw. Quickly back in, no icing here. 20-9 shots in favor of Plattsburgh State. They have a 2-1 advantage. Stallard skates in the right wing side. Nice play to break it up as he tried to go through Daugherty's legs. And then Daugherty mashes Stallard into the wall right afterwards. Stallard not too happy with the rough stuff he got. This one comes loose and out to center. Right now, seeing three sets of stripes on the far side boards and one a linesman on the near side. Puck coming around to those far side boards, and finally everybody adjusts themselves in stripes. Cross-ice pass couldn't be controlled by Taff. Has to come out of the zone to do so. Diagonal pass and a little chip. And quickly, the Panthers now come the other way. A little move at the line, not able to get around, was Allen. Plattsburgh State in possession, 7:25 to go, second period, 2-1 Cardinals. This will be icing against Middlebury as the pass intended for Allen missed the mark. Face-off all the way into Panther zone with 7:20 to go in the second period, and Plattsburgh State leading 2-1. Consolation game here of the 19th annual PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Face-off won by the Panthers. Didn't get out of the zone, but a good keep by Quilty. He's trying to send down low. Spinning away with it, Bellinger. Couldn't get around a forecheck, though. And the Panthers come out to center. A little step ahead, and the flip, trying to flip it into the zone that time was Allen. Put out in front, save made, rebound loose, and a nice pad save made by Davies. Good shot taken that time by Jacobs, but Davies equal to the task. At sharp angle shot, the other end goes wide. Plattsburgh State still in possession with it now. Centering pass out in front, and Klein just grabs onto and holds. 6:35 to go in the second. 2-1 Cardinals. I was talking to some of the people up here in the press box before the game, and they weren't sure that there was going to be a big crowd on hand. It's a nice sized crowd, not a full house one would expect if the Cardinals had been in a championship game later tonight, but still, not a bad crowd overall. Onside play. Fournier sends. Fournier checks the off Lyman, but who had sent the puck in? Lyman back on it. Middleton and Fournier both come to meet him. Tenieri at the point. His shot high and wide. Rebound collected and skated out now by Hall. Leaves on off for a wrist shot that's blocked down in front. Now the Panthers will skate the other way. Lyman is alone right now, so he sends a long shot on goal. It's going to be gloved and held onto with some Panthers on rushing by Davey. 6:01 to go, second period, 2-1 Cardinals. Face-off will be to the right of goaltender Joshua Davies, a 5'9" freshman out of Guelph, Ontario. It's only his second game in his collegiate career. This one is sent around the wall, but not out. Keep by the Panthers. Cage gives on off. Score! Joey Pacini in front. It's his first collegiate goal. And the Panthers have tied it in two with 5:47 to go in the second. Good job by Spencer Cage to identify on-rushing help. Pacini coming down the slot. And I'm sure Martin LeChain, if he's listening in, proud of his son's accomplishment here. Pacini gets the goal. Stevens, I should say, not Cage, got the assist. Well, I thought Cage was the one who made the pass, but we'll say Stevens. Now in turn, oh, big hit there. Crowd wanted a call, none given. Egan steps in and couldn't get around. Klein will cover. Well, it was Cage that made the pass. I could be wrong, but it's Pacini's first career goal from Stevens, they're giving it, to tie the game at two. You heard the uproar. The crowd right below us wanted a penalty call, and none was given. And so a faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Owens to take the draw, and he'll go against Tkachuk. There was a stick down the in the Plattsburgh State end that's been collected. Off the draw. Cardinals win it, but the Panthers step up to the puck first and a send in by Lyman. Lyman then beats Taft to the puck in the far corner to our left. Bounces loose behind the cage. And sent out in front. And then another backhand attempt by Jacobs. Out front, McClellan with the opportunity. Just can't get his stick down. Got his stick being lifted the whole time by one of the Cardinals. Out in front, that's broken up in the Middlebury end. Still loose. Therefore, it's backhanded around by Quilty. A backhanded attempt that time by Belger's knocked aside, and the Panthers clear the zone. And this goes all the way down for icing. They had enough legs on it. Faceoff will come all the way back in the Panthers' end. Pacini's first career goal from Stevens at 14-13. Has tied it at two. Off the draw. This is a shot that goes wide. Rebound near side corner to our right to the point. Fournier. His shot deflected, echoes wide. Rebound control, trying to control at least McClellan, couldn't quite do so. Get some help from friends. And Dawson gives it on off, but Lyman couldn't clear. Around the wall it goes, slamming on the brakes, turning around, trying to put out front. Nair eventually does. Shot save made by Klein. The rebound loose and deflected out to center. 3:51 to go, second period. We're tied at two. Bouncing puck around the wall, couldn't quite clear the zone. Dawson behind his own net now. Dawson slams on the brakes and just backhands it off the half boards and out to center. A step down. Here goes Pfaff the other way. Pfaff, drive, save made, Klein, and he holds on. With 3:30 to go and a little get-together afterwards behind the net. Neary and Pfaff exchange a few words. 2-2 the score with 3.5 to go in the second. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Faceoff will come to the left of Stephen Klein. Won by Quest. He's won a lot of draws this weekend. Out in front, though, on a turnover, save Klein. The rebound is loose. Coming through was Pfaff trying to jam it home. Out center ice, the dump in. Seifert had that last shot. Stevens puts the hit on, but the play is still made. Pfaff kicks it forward to 2-on-2. Seifert cuts to the net. Pfaff tried to get it to him, but it's cut off and sent to the corner by Klein. Now at the blue line and out the center, Valenti slugs back into the Panthers zone. Left by Klein, picked up now, and trying to skate it out, not able to do so, is Dineen. Dineen's got the puck again near corner. Up to the half boards and out to center, where Barber retreats. He gives a pass on off. Eventually touched for Yates. That's knocked down. Yates gets it back. And across the Panther line. Yates trying to weave his way through. Oh, Barber couldn't control. Bouncing puck down. Comes out to the neutral zone again. 2:26 to go. Second period. Tied at two. Cardinals and Panthers. Consolation game in the Primelink Great Northern Shootout. Back in the Cardinals zone, I should say. Plattsburgh State trying to come out to center and do. This is Stallard. Stallard in across the Panther line. Leaves a pass on off for a wrist shot. That's knocked aside by Klein. Rebound, a sharp angle attempt was blocked away. And then this one comes up and all the way down. It's going to be an icing against Middlebury. And a faceoff to come into the Panthers zone with 1:55 to go here in the second period. Don't forget, between periods, we'll give you the highlights of the second period of play. Recap what went down in this second period as well. Give you the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboards. Everybody in the NESCAC playing at some point today. We'll give you an update on all that stuff going on. Second intermission right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Plattsburgh State controls the draw. Shot goes wide. Rebound to the point. Chason, who took the shot, then dumps it down low. Centering pass out front. Cut off by Pacini, who sends all the way down. Another icing. And rather than skate after it, Mitch Allen decides to peel back once again. 1:40 to go, second period. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Camille Tkachuk to take it. Shot, save made by Klein right off the draw. Came through a screen. Not sure who took the shot. Another icing against the Panthers. Another face off all the way down. And I believe Brett Tineen's going to be stuck coming back out there again. These five have been out there for a little bit. Dineen, Cage, the defenseman. Tkachuk out there with forwards Allen and Pacini. Finally, it's in the zone with no icing. A full change on for the Panthers with 1:17 to go in the period. Owens. Oh, what a nice hit put on by Bellucci. Owens stepped across the blue line and Bellucci flattened him. Fournier sends down low. A couple players tumble to the ice, one of them being Belger for Plattsburgh State. Up the near side boards, Lyman gets hit, but it gets the puck out the center. Chopped out by a couple players, Middleton being one of them. Now it's a two-on-two scrum right in front of the Panther bench. Fournier's got it. Across to Belger on the left, on the right wing side, I should say, our near boards. Long flip into the zone, picked up by Bellucci. Check there. But eventually this puck bounces out to center ice. Could be a two-on-one for the Panthers. It is. The move and shooting. Save made. Cutting to the front of net, Chisanti, but his avenue was cut off. Jacobs is the one coming in. Couldn't get a pass off. Had to shoot. But it was cut down by Davies. Puck behind. It's now in the left wing circle. Nice diving attempt to get to the point where Barber keeps it. Shot save made. Rebound loose. No goal. Referee lost sight of the puck. It was loose on the side of the net. Big break for the Panthers with 6.9 seconds to go in the period. That is a huge break. Joe Drabin had a loose puck right on the doorstep, a wide open net. Klein couldn't control it. But the referee lost sight of the puck and blew the whistle as he thought Klein had it underneath them. Huge break for the Panthers with 6.9 to go in the period. Face off to Klein's right. Panthers win the draw. Chisanti gets it down low and then wants it just tied up down there. And a penalty call coming up against Plattsburgh State at the end of the period. Chisanti was going to go tie it up. It's going to be a hit from behind. And that's the way the second period will end. And they will... That is a very, very beneficial way for the period to end for the Panthers. As there will be a penalty at the end of the period assessed to Plattsburgh. And so the Panthers will be on the power play as we go to the third period of play. A check from behind. And so the Cardinals not happy. Kyle Hall gets it. And the fans here not happy about it, to say the least. But the Panthers will be on the power play going to the third period. Shots on goal from what the scoreboard says. 14 more for the Cardinals, 28 after 2. 10 for the Panthers, 17 after 2 for Middlebury. Our score after 2 is a lot of deuces. Cardinals 2, Panthers 2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin, I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality: Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture; Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture; Beautyrest mattresses; Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont; RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture; Oriental Weavers, area rugs; and Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, where it's 2-2 between the Panthers and Cardinals after two periods of play here in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. It was 2-0 Plattsburgh State after the first period, that the Panthers clawed their way back into this one on the power play at first when Fournier took a hold at the 7:31 mark. It would not take long for the Panthers to slice the Cardinal lead in half. Neary at the point, goes on across Dawson, shot deflected wide. Rebound behind, now it's Stevens. Sends around to the point, Neary. Back for Stevens, left wing circle. Trying to hurry a shot through, deflected around a little bit, and some skate score! Vinny Gesanti on the doorstep. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers cut the lead in half. It's 2-1. Brandon Quast did get a little bit of a stick on it. Gets the lone assist as of now. It'll probably change at some point later tonight. But Gesanti the goal, Quast the assist on the power play at 7:54. Made the score 2-1. It would stay that way until the 14:13 mark, when the Panthers would tie the game courtesy of the son of a former Panther.
One is sent around the wall, but not out. Keep by the Panthers. Cage gives on off. Score! Joey Pacini in front. It's his first collegiate goal. And the Panthers have tied it in two with 5:47 to go in the second.
Martin Lechaine was a two-time Division III national champion, a co-captain of the 96 championship team. Well, now his son, Joey, fouls in his footsteps, puts one in the net for Pacini's first career goal, assisted by Stevens. I thought it was Cage, but apparently it was Stevens putting it in front. That came at 14:13, tied the game at two. Shots on goal in the second period, 14 for the Cardinals, two period total of 28. 10 for the Panthers, two period total of 17. Our score at the end of two periods, it's 2-2 between Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. We'll give you the NESCAC scoreboard when we, and there's plenty of games for NESCAC teams. When we return, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Black Friday was so good that we're keeping the deals going. If you haven't seen our brand new building, I invite you to stop in. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month. $169 a month for a brand new Cruise. $189 a month for a brand new Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering for less than $300 a month. $279 for a Chevy Impala. $209 for a brand new Malibu. And get 20% back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Please stop by and see our new dealership. We're extending our Black Friday deals at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or visit us at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Find new roads!
Denneker Chevrolet.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And this is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, and it's brought to you by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Games that have gone final. Colby defeated Becker by a final score of 8-3. The Bowdoin-Colby tournament at Bowdoin. That was earlier this afternoon. Skidmore defeated Connecticut College, I should say, by a final score of 2-1. That at the Skidmore Invitational down the road a bit in Saratoga Springs. About a two-hour drive from here on a nice drive on the Northway, if you will. So that's a final 2-1. Skidmore defeated Connecticut College. Trinity, well, they absolutely hammered Franklin Pierce by a final score of 12-1 in that game. The Trinity just 5 in the first and 5 in the second to absolutely launch away and win the game by a final score of 12-1. Outshot Franklin Pierce 59-19. Ouch. That was a final score, 12-1 there. Babson, at the end of the second, up on Williams by a score of 2-1. It's at Babson. Wesleyan and Southern Maine getting together, and Wesleyan, early third period, has themselves a 1-0 lead over Southern Maine. That's in Middletown. They're playing that game. Back, the other games that we have later tonight, Well, we'll get to Bowdoin score in a moment. Hamilton at Canton, Amherst at Utica, and Western New England playing against Tufts in the Rutland Herald Invitational Championship game, which is at Castleton. The one other score that we're trying to get, Bowdoin is down 5-2 to SUNY Geneseo. That is early third period in Brunswick, Maine. That going on, of course, in the Bowdoin-Colby tournament going on there. That's, as we said, third period, and the Polar Bears are down 5-2 to SUNY Geneseo. That is the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Here, 2-2, we have an update. The official shot totals now 31 for Plattsburgh State. 17 of those in the second period. Middlebury had 11 in the second for a two-period total of 18. Middlebury 1-for-3 on the power play. Plattsburgh State 1-for-5, though the Panthers will have a power play to start the third period as Hall was in the box for a check from behind. So full 2 minutes of carryover power play time for the Panthers going into the third period of play. Kyle Hall and Cole Stallard have 5 shots apiece for Plattsburgh State to lead them. Fournier's got 4. I'm sorry, Nick Belger's got 6. He had 4 in the second period. He leads all Plattsburgh shooters. On the Middlebury side, it's a balanced attack. Danny Jacobs, Mitch Allen, Braden Quest, Spencer Cage, Matt Daugherty, all with 2 shots on goals apiece. Danny Tye, Camille Kachuk, Mark McClellan, Mark Lyman, Vinny Gesanti, Joey Pacini, Travis Stevens, Andrew Neary, all with 1 shot. Of course, when it matters the most, 2-2, Cardinals and Panthers, as we head to the third period of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The Black Friday sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Save up to 20% on select inventory, including Jeep Cherokees, Dodge Journeys, and Ram heavy-duty trucks. Upgrade your fleet during commercial truck season with 0% for 75 months on Ram 1500s. Check out the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, 6-speed manual with Go Mango paint. Still in the wrappers and with no miles, it won't last long. Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Share the creative spirit of the holidays this year with the Shelburne Museum Store. Get ready to receive oohs, ahs, and wow with your gift giving. November 25th through the 27th is Shelburne Museum's Holiday Extravaganza. With everything in store 20% off. Unique handcrafted items from local Vermont artists. Jewelry, children's books, hooked rugs and pillows, scarves, capes, toys, and Christmas boxed note cards. Shelburne Museum's Extravaganza, November 25th through the 27th.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Third period will start momentarily. 2-2 the score between Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. The Panthers in the hallway right at the red line across from our vantage point, ready to step out onto the ice. Plattsburgh State yet to emerge from their lockers. There's still a minute 20 on the clock. They'll emerge any moment now. This, of course, here at Stafford Arena. when they renovated, they expanded the press box up here. The old press box still there with the roof and everything, ceiling and whatnot, but they've expanded out to each side. It's a much larger press box than it's been in the past. As Plattsburgh State has now stepped on the ice, and Middlebury in 2 seconds will follow suit. Stephen Klein leads the way as we will get set to start the third period of play. 2 full minutes of power play time carries over for the Panthers coming into this third period. This series between the two teams, in which Plattsburgh leads 22-21 with four ties, dates back to 1976-77, the second year of existence for Plattsburgh State. Middlebury won that contest 9-2. That was at Middlebury. Middlebury's had the success in Vermont, 14-8-4 overall. Plattsburgh here, though, has won 11 of the 16 meetings overall. Third period about set to start. And now we are underway. Panthers going from left to right here in the third period in the white jerseys trimmed in navy. Plattsburgh State in the red uniforms going from right to left. Quilty has to go into his own zone to get the loose puck. They're tied up. It's a big old mashup now behind the goal. Works free. Back to the point. They're just giving an update on the Plattsburgh women. Middlebury women won their game earlier today against Utica 5-0. 5-1, I should say. Plattsburgh women leading 3-0 after the first period. Game in the Panther Cardinal Classic. This one comes out to center ice. Back for it now and spinning away from trouble. Before passing it back is Dawson. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. 2-2 the score here in the third. Dipping the shoulder. Pacini goes in. And a save made Davies. Rebound, a turnaround shot goes wide. Pacini behind the net now. Tried to stuff one out in front, couldn't quite get it there. By the way, there is an assist change. I was right. Cage got the assist on that second goal. A bouncing puck, and now out of his zone, Nair. Shorthanded, another 29 seconds on that power play. His shot goes wide. Here come the Panthers the other way. Allen, right wing circle. Tried to shoot, fanned on the shot. Still trying to come away with it. Instead, squirts free and skated out of his zone by Owens. Turns it over. Allen back for it. 10 seconds on the power play. Behind the net, Panthers will let the rest of this penalty kill off. It'll be 1-for-4 for Middlebury on the power play this afternoon. Onside play, Allen. Left wing side. Shooting blocked off into the corner. Tkachuk ties his man up. Fournier comes in to help out, though. And it comes out to center. Hall racing away in the other direction. Nice pass to Quilty. Backhand shot, save made Klein. The rebound loose and goes wide. Quilty in the left wing corner. Trying to put one out in front, but that's cut off. And now Mitch Allen's got it. Gets at least out to the neutral zone. Sent back in. A lot of players completing their line change. 2.5 gone by, third period in a 2-2 game. Bouncing puck just flops down from McClellan, who sends in. There's a water bottle behind the net. Belongs to the goaltender Davies. He's not gone back there to get it just yet. You don't want to take that chance. Neary puts the hit on the far side boards. He hit Belger. Puck back to the point. A wrist shot from there is deflected wide. Comes to the near side boards where McClellan gets it up and out to center. Barber ties it up right in front of his own penalty box. Hall's got it now and sends back in. Neary goes behind his own net to get it. Bumps but gets the puck off. Hall intercepts. They'll put one out in front. It's deflected. And now McClellan's got it again. Cross ice pass. Glove down and was able to be played forward briefly by Lyman. Quickly back into the Panther zone though. Yates goes around the net to get it. And he sends one out in front. It's sticked aside by Klein. A rebound loose. Stallard turnaround shot. deflected to the far side corner. Yates has got it. Not as far as Lyman, however, who just chops away at the puck and eventually gets it out to the neutral zone. Panthers with a full line change. No icing. 16-11 to go, third period, 2-2 game. Consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Behind the Plattsburgh State goal. Comes around to Staller on the far side boards. Wall pass to Chason. Chason near side, gives on off Stallard again. Stallard in across the Panther line. His shot blocked off, gets it back. Stallard put out in front, couldn't find Yates though. And now Middlebury comes away with it. Moving ahead, Jasanti. Jasanti's got one of the two goals for the Panthers to tie this thing at two. Sends it around the boards. Only one there though, red jersey of Yates. Yates out to center. There goes the Dawson. Dawson sends back into the Cardinals zone. A couple players chop at it, Allen included. To the boards and out to center. Cage back for it. Trying to give on to Allen. He couldn't control. And now the Cardinals have it. Allen deflects the pass, though. Goes all the way into the Panther zone. No icing. Neary back for it. Neary's out there with Cage right now. Puck around the wall. Pfaff's got it behind the net. Pfaff steps out with it. Brady Pfaff. No cross-ice pass. A hurried shot by Milton's blocked off. Now back for it is Pfaff again. Left off a shot. Save score! Klein got a piece of it. They're calling for a high stick. But they're saying it was not touched. And the Cardinals go back in front 3-2. And now a conference going on. The Cardinals celebrating as if they've scored. And it's going to stay as such. And so the Cardinals back on top. Panthers wanted a high stick call on it. Didn't get one. Time and a goal, 5:10. And so the Panthers will have to fight from behind yet again. This one goes up and we get a whistle. Sent out of play. Still waiting to see who's going to go down. There's an explanation as to why Plattsburgh couldn't put fresh troops out there. Still 3-2 game. 14:36 and counting going to third period, and a penalty coming up against the Panthers. Or maybe not. Yes, it is. Holding the call. Seifert gets the goal. Valenti and Middleton get the assists. And now back to the power plays as a holding call. Third penalty of the game for Jacobs. Time to penalty, 5:30. And so another power play on. It'll be the sixth for the Cardinals. But out in front, loose, and the Panthers trying to clear. Can't do so. Swatted down by Stallard, and it's going to be grabbed. The Panthers couldn't clear the zone. Egan's got it. Stallard, left wing circle. Cross ice past Middleton. Back to Egan. High point shot. Never gets through. It's going to be just chopped out of the zone. Quast took out a sand wedge on that just to get it out to the neutral zone. And he almost looked like he was chopping as if he was taking a sand shot as well. Now in the zone, the Cardinals again. Around the net it goes. Cage trying to get onto a loose puck. Checked off there by Stallard. Egan's guy at the left point. Steps out up high. Lets off a one-time shot by Middleton that goes high and wide. Egan, Middleton again. Now check it, Fournier. That was it. Fournier that took that last shot, not Middleton. Cage couldn't clear. Stallard's got it. Back out to the point, Egan. Egan holds. Cross ice pass. Not able to control it. Pfaff. 47 on the power play. 13-15 third period. Cardinals lead by one. Here's a shot by Fournier and it goes wide. Stallard's got it. Egan and Stallard again. Left wing circle. Shooting. Save Klein and he holds on. 13:03 to go in the third. 33 seconds to go in the power play. 3-2 Cardinals. Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. They're doing some repair on the net around the bottom of the goalposts there, as they're trying to make sure that that net stays firm to the goal line. These nets are anchored in. But sometimes even that goes awry. Now everything's set. Yates to take the draw against Jasanti. Yates wins it. Taft's got it at the point. Send down low Belger. Cross ice pass, and now the control by the Cardinals. It's Draven. Draven behind the net. Gives the Belger. Belger still with it. Fakes the lead for Taft. Belger high slot shooting. Save me. Klein rebound. Up and over. Valenti at the right point. Six to go on the power play. Pass across intended for Taft is off the mark, and Jasanti the other way. Power play is over. 1-for-6 on the power play are the Cardinals. Skate ahead. Onside play and stepping in Draven. He's checked off the play by Bellucci. Around the wall it goes. Eventually it's going to come ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk onside. Puts on the brakes. Sends one across and a nice save by Davies. Rebound loose in front. And Davies has to cover. There's a centering pass by Allen. And Davies gobbled up and gets the whistle. 12:04 to go in the third. 3-2 Cardinals. Consolation game here of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. 19th year of this fine tournament. One of the best in NCAA Division III hockey. Middleton sends it, trying to send it around. That's broken up. A shot saved by Davies. The rebound loose. Panthers have it. A shot from Tkachuk. Davies makes the save and holds on. 11:46 to go in the third. Panthers buzzing. Game still still 3-2, I should say, Cardinals. Face off to the right of Davies. Panthers control, but the pass to the point is intercepted by Pfaff, who comes into the Panther zone. Here's the Nair. Back to Pfaff now. Chase on at the point. That pass is turned over. Here goes in the other direction, Jacobs. Dumps in as he got cut off at the blue line. It's a hard around. Dawson steps up and sends low. Jacobs trying to step around a check, couldn't quite do so, but almost won the puck and does so from Chase on down low. Jacobs still in a battle for the puck. It all tied up in front of the boards before it finally works its way free and out to center. Long shot wide of the mark by Nair. Line change on for the Cardinals. 11 and now counting. Third period, 3-2 Plattsburgh State. Owens. Belger. Owens again, right wing circle. Puts it back out to the point where the only one on is McClellan. Steps in across the line. His shot blocked. And trying to work his way free. He couldn't quite do so. Plattsburgh State quickly into the zone. And that foray into the zone, though, allowed the Panthers to get a fresh set of troops out there. Stepping away with this one. Nicely doing so is Cage. Spencer Cage leaves it off. Quast shot blocked off behind the net. Stevens couldn't quite get to it. It's loose, and now the Cardinals do come out to center. Onside play Owens. Trying to send one across. Cage cuts it off and sends all the way down. This will be icing against the Panthers. And a faceoff will come all the way into the Middlebury zone with 10:04 to go. Third period, 3-2, Plattsburgh State leads. Panthers hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Also brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol, Lathrop Forest Products. Off the draw, sent all the way into the Plattsburgh State zone. Panthers get a line change. Trisanti couldn't control the wraparound. And now it's a two-on-one the other way. Move in. Yates centering pass, score. It was actually deflected. Clyde had come across to try to cut everything off. And it squirted free in a slam dunk for Egan. 4-2 Cardinals. And that was an absolute slam dunk. One of those plays. Everybody plays it right, but a deflected pass across was almost like a changeup. And an easy goal, and the Plattsburgh State lead restored to two. So Egan gets the goal. The lone assist to Yates at 10:15. And now the Panthers have to claw back yet again. Onside play here. Knocked down with a high stick, but the Panthers play it and play on. Cage sends around. First one to it. Cardinals, and now chase on. Near side boards. The send in that time by Hall. Center ice, sending the turn. Hall again, a rising shot that catches the glass over Klein's head. Panthers in possession again. This is chipped up and out to center. 8:50 to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Behind the net now. And it comes up and out to center. And now the Panthers quickly across the line. That shot sticked aside. That was off the stick of Jacobs. Rebound comes to the far side when Neary sends around. Collision there. Panthers want an interference call, none given. Lyman chops away at the puck, gets the loose one. McClellan, who got aggrieved a moment ago, gets knocked to the ice again and loses possession. Cardinals come out to center. Pfaff's got it. Brady Pfaff chips one forward, stick the side by Klein. Bellucci sends around. Stepping up on the other side with it is Neary. Panthers look to clear the zone and eventually do out to center through Stevens. 7:54, third period, 4-2 Plattsburgh State. Neary back for it now. 33-20 on the scoreboard. Shots on goal. It might be a little bit different than that officially. Puck sent around the wall. Bellucci's got it. To send up the right wing side, Stevens, but it's an offside. And a faceoff will come all the way in the Panthers zone with 7:35 to go in the third period of a 4-2 Cardinals lead. They've changed assists on several goals in this game. And added some others. Video replay. They do review video at the end of each period to make sure everything's done correctly. We'll try to give you all those in a moment. In the meantime, Plattsburgh State comes out with it. Quilty, right wing pass, gets the return and a save by Klein off the deflection. Rebound comes out to center. Middleton's got it. Go back into the Panthers zone. Cage snaps a pass on up ahead for Tkachuk. 7 minutes to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Tkachuk loses an edge. Puck is underneath him as he gets up. Everybody goes after the puck. Worked free and now skating ahead with this one, Stallard. Cole Stallard into the Panthers zone. Stallard goes around the net and he didn't have the puck with him as Kleiner poked it off his stick. Yates. Right by the Zamboni door, far corner to our right. Yates still with it, battling with Dawson. That's turned over, though, and the Panthers come out. Center ice for the backhand in by Tkachuk. That's waffle boarded aside by Davies. Loose in the middle and out to center comes Egan.
Pat Egan, having just scored a moment ago, gives to Yates. Checked there by Dawson, far corner. Panthers regain. Head with this one is Allen. Allen onside, trying to step around two defenders. One of them, that being Taft, knocked him off the puck. Loose in the left wing circle. Eventually worked out to Bellucci. Shot, save, made Davies. Rebound loose and just goes wide. Now the Cardinals come out with it again. Center ice and a dump in. 5:47, third period, 4-2. Plattsburgh State leads. Long pass chipped into the zone that time by McClellan. Around it goes for Valente. Ayrton Valente. The pass on off, and now it's Hall. In the zone is Hall. Onside. Shot stick to the side by Stephen Klein. Arista from the point is deflected wide. Klein might have gotten a piece of that. This one just flopped up in the air. Kept in the zone. Hand pass waved down as the Panthers play out to center. McClellan. He goes in on the forecheck. But Hall's got it. Moving ahead with this one, Kyle Hall. Chips in from the blue line. Around the net, Brett Dineen. Dineen had it slide off of his stick, and the Cardinals have it. Faff behind the net. Goes back to Middleton at the left point. Sends down low. Seifert couldn't handle it. Stepping up to this one is Nair. Nair still trying to possess forward. It's knocked off his stick, and Pacini goes the other way. Descend in from center, and he'll chase after it. Puck wraps around the wall. Giasanti couldn't keep. Looks like Giasanti, it's Pacini's out there with Giasanti and Stevens right now. Low, and Cardinals have it. Middleton at the point. Seifert, cross-ice pass deflected right into the Panther bench, and we get a whistle. 4:18 to go in the third period, 4-2 Cardinals in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. Faceoff will be in the... now they're having a conversation about it. It should be in the Middlebury zone. It's deflected off of a Panther stick, and that is indeed the case. Owens to take the draw against Tkachuk. Owens wins it back. Chase on. Shot through a screen. It's deflected. Check put on behind the net. Cage getting to a loose puck. Sends it on up ahead to Danny Tye. Tye in across the line, but it's offside. Is stumbling trying to hold it. Was Mitch Allen. All sorts of mixing up the lines by Coach Neil Sinclair, trying to find something to generate some more offense here in the third. Panthers trail by 2, 4:03 to go in the third period. Off the faceoff. Puck just sat right in the circle, but finally kicked free by Tkachuk. Now into the Plattsburgh State zone before the Cardinals come out with it to center. Skating ahead with this one, Quilty. His shot waffle-boarded aside by Klein. Rebound is loose. Still loose down there. Quilty's got it underneath him. Crowd wanted another penalty call. Quilty not happy with Dawson. They still chirp away, and finally we play on. Tye at center ice. Backhands it into the Cardinals zone. Comes off for a change. 3:26 to go, third period. 4-2 Cardinals. With it is Quest. To give on up ahead and into the zone, Jacobs. Jacobs puts one out in front. That's stick to side. Loose puck behind, and now the Cardinals come away with it. Taff. Chris Taff onside. Puts one out in front. Stick to side by Klein. The rebound behind the net. Went out to the high slot for a wrist shot. Save made by Klein. The rebound cleared away by Neary. Out to center. Valente, who just took that shot a moment ago, to give to Egan. It's an offside with 2:52 to go in the third. 4-2 Cardinals. Faceoff will be in the neutral zone. And it's controlled by Middlebury here. Bellucci goes around the wall with it.
basket. Puck worked free and in check there. Bellucci again behind his own net. Bellucci steps up. He's out there with Spencer Keynes right now. Into the zone on the turnover. Opportunity. Off the stick, Desnoyer. Desnoyer tied up. Desnoyer going at it right now. No, he's not going at it. He is going at it. Desnoyer and I believe that was Jacobs pushing and shoving. And they'll both go to the penalty box with 2:16 to go. It looked like the most casual. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just Jacobs. That looks to be it. Just Jacobs to the box. It's not been a good night for Jacobs in terms of the penalties. Yep, that's it. So two for roughing at 17:44. And a timeout is going to be called here.
Timeout, Cardinals.
Cardinals are going to call a timeout here with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the third period. 4-2 the score. Middlebury trailing Plattsburgh State. Panthers needing to score here in a hurry, and they'll have to kill off a penalty for 2 minutes. As I said, the fourth penalty on Jacobs in this game. So everybody's done now. Face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Getting one last drink out of the water bottle there, and he'll head back to his net. Stallard to take the draw. Panthers control the Jasanti win in the circle. Here's Stevens. Stevens onside shooting, and a save made by Davies. We'll keep an eye on Klein as well in the goal to our left as we are inside 2 minutes to go. Third period, 4-2 the score. Plattsburgh State with the lead. Onside play here, Owens. He turns it over though, and the puck comes out the other way. Stevens couldn't quite control. Neutral zone play, Stevens again. Onside, shorthanded this all. Turned over, now Pfaff the other way. They give to Owens. Cross ice pass, 2-on-1, and a rising shot hits the glass. Fournier, cross ice pass again, but just Cardinals all around the net right now, and this hit sent out to center. Fournier back for it. Minute 17, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Left wing side, the skate ahead, Yates. And the slot, a shot by Draven is deflected wide. Final minute in this one, 4-2 Cardinals. Behind the net, now Onyx, and just going to be held there in a whistle. Stays on the net with 54.1 seconds to go. And the Plattsburgh State Cardinals leading 4-2. Aceoff will stay in the zone to the right of Stephen Klein. One by the Panthers. Sent up the wall, but not out. Galente keeps in. Puts behind the net. Cage back for it. Cage sends up and out of the zone. Chopped at. In on a race there is Quast. First one there, Taff, but now Quast gets the loose puck. Half a minute to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Near side boards, 10 seconds to go on the power play for Plattsburgh State. It's Yates. It's nice pass, feathered ahead, a breakaway opportunity, score!
Right as the penalty ended, exclamation point, 5-2 Cardinals. As moving in on the breakaway was Joe Drabin. .19-43 time and a goal. Dre had been putting the exclamation point on this game, his second goal of the year. And off the beautiful feed from Yates. Neutral zone play just sent in by Quilty. Check that. It was Kevin Yates scoring the goal, not Draven. Yates scores it. They got that wrong. The Yates did not score that goal, but still, final score is 5-2. Plattsburgh controlled the third period and controls the game by a final score of 5-2. It should have been, they announced it as Yates, but he had the pass on up ahead. Should have been Draymond on the goal from Yates, but we'll get the final confirmation of that in just a minute. In the meantime, our final score, 5-2, Plattsburgh State. With the victory. Back with the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your weekend project done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack.
Well, these leaves aren't going to rake themselves. I better get to it.
Hey, Martin, it looks good. I'm going to get the leaf blower and help.
Oh, no, Kathleen, that's fine. I've got it.
No, really, Martin. I know you like to do things for yourself, but let me help.
Wait.
Oops, how did that happen?
Probably when you spun around in a circle. Seriously, I'm covered in leaves. It looks like I did nothing out here.
Well, if you use the leaf blower, you'll get it back into one pile in no time.
Ah, give that to me.
Martin, you have some leaves in your hair.
Come get all your fall needs from Martin's Hardware. Weather stripping to tighten your house up for the winter, rakes, and let's not forget the leaf blowers.
Or you could just ask Martin to come and rake. Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Visit the Village for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Village Gifts in Jericho. All Melissa and Doug toys and plush are 20% off. Earth Angel bracelets are 20% off. And Melissa and Doug puzzles 30% off. Only Friday and Saturday. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
The Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event is going on now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh. Now's the time to get the best-selling Polaris Rangers and the sharp-performing Polaris Razors and save big time. With rebates up to $3,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. There's no reason to hold back. And make sure to check out the new 2017 Polaris Snow Machines, too. Head to Della Motorsports Plattsburgh now and save thousands during this fast and furious Polaris Full Throttle Sales Event.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. Black Friday was so good that we're keeping the deals going. If you haven't seen our brand new building, I invite you to stop in. It's beautiful. Denneker has Black Friday lease deals for under $200 a month. $169 a month for a brand new Cruise. $189 a month for a brand new Equinox. You can even drive to your holiday gathering for less than $300 a month. $279 for a Chevy Impala. $209 for a brand new Malibu. And get 20% back on select Silverado models. You'll appreciate the cash when you're out shopping. We offer guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Please stop by and see our new dealership. We're extending our Black Friday deals at Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, or visit us at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Find new roads!
Denneker Chevrolet. This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Our final score here, the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. The score was 2-2 as we went to the third period. What? 5 minutes into that third period, Plattsburgh would get the go-ahead goal, courtesy of Seifert.
Pfaff steps out with it. Brady Pfaff. A little cross-ice pass, a hurried shot by Milton's blocked off. Now back for it is Pfaff again. Left off a shot, save, score! Klein got a piece of it. They're calling for a high stick. But they're saying it was not touched. And the Cardinals go back in front 3-2.
That's what they ended up saying. Skylar Seifert got the last touch on it. As Klein got a piece, but it popped over him and into the net. Skylar Seifert's second goal of the season. Valente Middleton the assists at 5-10. It made it 3-2 Cardinals. They would expand their lead to 4-2 at the 10:15 mark. Courtesy of Pat Egan.
Chisanti couldn't control the wraparound, and now it's a two-on-one the other way. Move in, Yates setting pass, score! It was actually deflected. Klein had come across to try to cut everything off, and it squirted free in a slam dunk for Egan, 4-2 Cardinals.
Egan been all over the place this afternoon, and in that case, a two-on-one came in. Yates, who was all over the place as well, made the pass across. It was deflected, and it's just a slow roller to Egan, who just stuffed it home. Egan's first of the season, Yates the lone assist at 10:15, making it 4-2. And then just when a Middlebury penalty had expired, the icing on the cake.
Near side, boards 10 seconds to go on the power play for Plattsburgh State. It's Yates. Yates, nice pass, feathered ahead, a breakaway opportunity, score! Right as the penalty ended, exclamation point, 5-2 Cardinals.
It is the first goal of the season, second goal of the season, I should say, for Joe Draymond. Yates gets the lone assist on it as he sprung Draymond on a breakaway. And the final score, 5-2, Plattsburgh State over Middlebury here in this one. And so the Panthers drop to 0-4 on the season. Plattsburgh State moves up to 4-3. We'll come back. We'll give you the stars of the game and look ahead to next weekend. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
One bookkeeping correction before we get to the stars of the game. Jesse Nair gets that third goal, the deflection in front, not Seifert. So Nair gets the second of the season from Middleton and Pfaff at 5:10. That was the go-ahead goal. That ends up being the game winner. And they're officially crediting the Draven goal as a power play goal. As hypothetically, there was still maybe a tenth of a second on the power play, but crediting it as a power play goal. So two power play goals for Plattsburgh. They go 2-for-6 on the man advantage. Middlebury 1-for-4. Nope, 2-for-7 that should be for Plattsburgh. While Middlebury went 1-for-4 on the evening. Our stars of the game are brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Third star of the game, we got to give one to the Middlebury player. He gets his first collegiate goal, so Jerry Pacini. And he had a really good game, actually. He was flying out there, had several other opportunities. Jerry Pacini gets the third star of the game. Second star goes to Pat Egan, gets himself the goal. Also had an should have had an assist on it, but Egan with a goal, but he was buzzing all over the place out there. He gets the number two star. Number one star of the game will go to Yates in this one. Two assists on the day, but Gavin Yates definitely a force throughout most of this game, doing it in a face-off circle as well, making some several key plays. Gavin Yates, the number one star of the game. That is the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Well, while Plattsburgh State now goes ahead and plays Potsdam here, Plattsburgh State, by the way, is in the middle of a 9-game homestand, essentially. They don't have many road games on their schedule this year. They get Potsdam on December 2nd. The Middlebury Panthers will return. They'll come home for opening night on Friday, December 2nd at 7 o'clock. Connecticut College comes to town, the Camels and the Panthers, to open the Middlebury home schedule for this season. Kim Lowell will be back on the call. I'll be joining him on the color commentary for that one pregame at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. And it'll be Friday night, Connecticut College Camels and Middlebury Panthers, 7 p.m. faceoff, 6:30 pregame right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. But our final score here this afternoon in the consolation game of the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, it was the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Jim Tye doing a great job back in the studio once again. Thank you very much, sir. And we'd like to also thank you, the listeners, for tuning in to this presentation of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luthner. Until next Friday night from Kenyon Arena, we say good night from Plattsburgh, New York.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Jello Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.